Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Ari. You reached the fraud department. May I have your first
Hi.
and last name, please?
Sure. It is Kelly, and the last name is CAIAZZO.
Thank you. One moment. Okay, and how may I help you today?
I have three charges on my credit card that I don't have any. He was just telling me what they were, and I never authorized that. I don't know what it is. And so then he connected me to you.
Yes, sir. Now, if you did receive any unauthorized charges, I can definitely assist you with those. Could you please give me one moment to look into those charges?
Sure.
All right, thank you. Okay, so I do see the three charges that you're speaking of. Now this
Yep.
account, yes ma'am. Now this account was initially created back on October the 17th. It was created
Yep.
when someone entered a contest entry for a KitchenAid mixer. The initial card, the
Oh.
initial charge would have been $5.74. Does any of
Gotcha.
that sound familiar?
Yep.
Okay. Now do you recall entering the contest entry at all?
I remember them asking me a question. That it was a survey. It sounded like it was all free. And then when they started asking more questions, I was like, oh no. And I stopped it. I never gave them that credit card number though. So I don't know
Yes,
how they got that. I don't use that credit card.
ma'am. Well, I'm not sure how we could have charged you if the card information wasn't put into the website.
I don't know either.
Yes, ma'am. Due to the fact that the you do recall the contest entry, I cannot file this as a fraudulent claim.
Well, what the heck is that $67? So they clearly are charging me $67 a month.
Yes, ma'am. So, as I was saying, the initial
It was a
$5.74.
survey. It was a survey.
Yes, ma'am. So the survey did include a contest entry for the KitchenAid mixer. Now the contest
Okay.
entry does come with a membership to Top Consumer Deals. That website does
Ah.
allow customers to purchase other types of electronic devices. And that would be for
Ah.
yes, ma'am. That would be for $67.32 a month, and it allows customers to get a $125 credit to the online store.
Oh no. How do I get out of that?
Well, the last agent did go ahead and cancel this account, and that prevents future charges.
I wonder if I can go through my credit card since it wasn't something that I authorized.
Yes, ma'am. Well,
Oh
unfortunately, our company will consider that to be a valid charge. I'm seeing as though
wow.
someone would have had to put in the card information. That is the only way we can charge a customer. But I can definitely process a courtesy refund for the latest charge.
Which would be the one that was done when? The 21st of November?
It would have been the one done today, actually. That was
Oh.
for $39.99.
Are you kidding me? Wow,
No, ma'am,
yes.
there was a charge process today as well.
You know, now I'm thinking about it. I've been getting information saying that my PayPal may have been. Would that have been done through PayPal?
No, ma'am.
It wouldn't have.
No, ma'am.
Oh boy. Yes. Cancel that. How am I going to make sure it doesn't keep getting charged on that account?
I'm sorry, I've already processed a cancellation, and I can give you the cancellation number just so you can verify it was canceled.
Mean, like, I don't even know. Oh boy. Okay, go ahead.
C as in Charlie, 2633987 51.
Yeah, that's. Is there a number that I can call this company? That was not something that was signed up for. It was literally a survey.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we
do you
are
have
the
a number that I can
service center for the company, so this will be the number.
I did not authorize a monthly fee to be charged.
Yes, and well, I do apologize if you're not aware of that. It is stated on the website once you have to put in your name, mailing address, and the card number.
Again, I'm telling you, I can't even tell you that credit card number. It's an L.L. Bean credit card, and I don't use that for anything unless I go to L.L. Bean.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm
so
sorry. I'm really not sure how else we could have charged you. That's the only way we can charge a customer.
Well, I know. But you know what? It's not authorized. I did not authorize that payment.
I'm sorry, ma'am. There isn't more I can do. The most I can do is get you a 50% refund off the next latest charge.
What do you mean the next latest?
It would be for the November the 21st charge.
Unbelievable. So there's no other number that I can reach, like Better Business Bureau. Can I report it to the Better Business Bureau?
This is our only number, ma'am.
Did you hear what I just said? Can I report this to the Better Business Bureau? And if so, can you tell me the name of the company this is through?
The name of the company is Top Consumer Deals.
Top Consumer Deals. Do we have an address or something? Because I'm going to report it.
It's only located out of Los Angeles, California. I would not know the physical address.
How convenient. And so you're telling me there's nothing. So they have people fill out surveys, and then they start charging them a monthly fee.
I mean, it is stated on the website that you would be charged. So.
No. Because I never... ever in a million years would have signed up for that.
Yes,
ever.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
No, I did not sign up for that.
Yes, ma'am, I understand.
And you're telling me there's nothing you can do about it?
Well, like I said, I can only handle the two latest charges.
Well, if I have to eat the other 67, I guess I have to eat the other 67. But I am furious, and I'm not sure how to report this to anybody.
3 to 5 business days, and you'll also receive a refund confirmation email. And is there anything else?
I want to know what my refund, how much my refund is for.
It will be 2 refunds for $39.99 and $67.32.
Okay. And you're saying it's good, and that's going back onto that card. I'm just wondering if I need to cancel that card. Okay. I will be looking. You're saying 3 to 5 business days.
Yes, ma'am.
From today. Okay. I will look for it. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.